You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 55 and verse 17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. I just want to stress today that when it comes to prayer, it has nothing to do with time. Whether you pray in the morning, whether you pray in the evening, whether you pray at noon. But you know what? Even though there's nothing in the scriptures that suggests that you should go and be praying by 12 at night or go and be praying at 1 or 2 a.m. at night, many people still do it. I want to say to you, no matter how long you practice foolishness, it will not become the truth and it will not help you. You are just wasting your time. You see, we are not serving Satan. We are serving God. It is people who practice occult that they have to look at time, that they have to go and do what they are doing at night. We sleep at night. At night, we sleep. That's the time to sleep. That's the time to rest. Now, does it mean that you can't pray at night? No, you can pray. He said evening, morning, and at noon. You can pray anytime that is convenient. Not because there is a doctrine behind it that says there is a portal that opens by 1 a.m. Go and pray by 1 a.m. Some of you say, it is at night that witches operate. That is ignorance of spiritual warfare. What is witches operating at night? When it is night in Nigeria, it is afternoon in the United States. There is the movement of the earth. All of us do not experience the sun at the same time. So prayer has nothing to do with that. Now, darkness is not the darkness that our physical eye can see. The kingdom of darkness is a kingdom that is perpetually in darkness, and the kingdom of God is a kingdom that is perpetually in light. So it has nothing to do with the time you pray. If you have been doing this thing, I pray God will renew your mind. I pray you will put an end to it because it's a waste of time. In fact, it's an indication that you don't have a relationship with God, but you want to use God. And it can never work. Instead of you to devote yourself to first know the Lord, you are looking for a prayer formula that will give you access to God. So you think God is an oracle that by 1 a.m. he will open portal. All of you can start going in. All of those things are error. It is because brethren left Bible and they began to pray. That's why they began to receive all of those doctrines of demons. And then they come to the pulpit and began to say it. And because they are getting popular, you think that, this is the secret of their success. What success? What success have you seen? You don't even know how to measure success in ministry. Success in ministry is a man's personal faithfulness to God. It has nothing to do with crowd. It has nothing to do with building. It is when the Lord says, well done, good and faithful. You see, he said good and faithful. Good has to do with your personal relationship with him. Faithfulness has to do with your stewardship of the work he has committed to your hand. Do you know what he has committed to my hand that you are commending me? If God says a man should win 1 billion souls and is able to gather 100,000 in an 100,000-seater auditorium, you begin to praise him that he's a successful man because he has gathered 100,000. Yet, God wants that man and has made provision for that man to win 1 billion souls. That's why you don't judge by those earthly things. But it says, evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear me. He didn't say it is at night I will pray. He didn't say in the morning alone I'll pray. And we see Jesus, he prayed in the morning, he prayed in the afternoon, he prayed in the evening, he prayed at night, he prayed all night. Prayer is convenient. It is time that you allocate to it. Praying at night has nothing to do with spiritual warfare. To engage in spiritual warfare is to put on the whole armor of God. That's how you engage in spiritual warfare. helmet of salvation, your shoe of the gospel, belt of truth. That is clearly stated in the scripture. But no, you don't like the scripture. You just want what men are telling you. You want to wake up at night and say, there's one, and the family of my husband, they are the one that will not allow me to rest. The family of my wife, they are troubling me. I will wake up 2 a.m. today. You are just restless. You better be careful before you develop high blood pressure. Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There is rest in Jesus, oh brethren. I can tell you. That I have been an unbeliever before I became a believer. I was once unsaved. Now I am saved. So I've experienced the two lives. I can tell you there is peace in Jesus. The peace I know in Christ, I have never experienced it in my life. Serving God is not troublesome. He said, my burden is light. My yoke is easy. But you, the yoke you are carrying now is a difficult yoke that you can't even sleep at night again. May God have mercy on you, and may you receive understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.